Now, having covered some of the major non-conventional water sources, we'll look into how they are best exploited in decentralized infrastructures that produce water where it's consumed. With the exception of desalination, the other non-conventional water sources locally available, such as rainwater, stormwater, condensate, and reclaimed wastewater, are considered as potential sources of water to offset the freshwater demand from conventional water sources. Some non-conventional sources, such as reclaimed wastewater, can also be exploited in centralized systems. But the fact that the reclaimed water has to be transported back to users from far distances makes the energy requirement high. Hence, locating treatment systems closer to the point of use in decentralized systems becomes more feasible, resulting in reduced infrastructure needs and pumping energy. Most of the rain or stormwater harvesting schemes are employed as decentralized systems that may range from an individual household level to a community level. While this provides resources for the local community, it also avoids large infrastructure needs to convey stormwater out of urban areas. Similarly, gray water and wastewater can be collected closer to the source and reused with some form of treatment. In addition to maximizing water availability, decentralized approaches also maximize energy recovery potential, particularly heat recovery, where proximity to users reduces heat losses.